This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
Well, we love to highlight LGBTQ political candidates, and this one is definitely making news. Maura Healey could make history in her run for Massachusetts governor. You know, Ms. Healey and another Democrat running for governor of Oregon could become the first two open lesbian governors in the country if they win in the fall. And back with us is Anise Parker, Victory Fund and Victory Institute president and CEO. Thank you so much for being here. It's such an honor to have you.
Glad to be on with you, and love talking about these two really important governor's races.
I know. I mean, this is so amazing to hear about. So let's get to know some of these candidates. Tell us more about Maura Healey, because, you know, she has been around and doing amazing work for a while.
Maura is the current Attorney General of Massachusetts. She has been a leader in her state. She has been a leader in the amongst attorneys general nationwide, on the opioid crisis, on climate change, on a whole range of issues that are important locally in Massachusetts. She's also a really interesting person, a former professional basketball player. And yeah, WNBA and wow. Internationally. And so she has the competitive fire. And she's just a brilliant lawyer. She mowed down her opposition. She pretty much won the primary earlier. Her opponent dropped out, and her name was still on the ballot, but she dropped out months ago in deference to Maura. And so Maura won in a landslide at 85% of the vote last night. She still has to get through a November general election, but Massachusetts is a very blue state, and Massachusetts Republicans, for some unknown reason, selected a Trump Republican.
Yeah, you know, this seems like such a beautiful time for her and Tina to also be running at this moment, just because it does feel like there's so many data showing that more female identifying folks are registering to vote early as a response to Roe v. Wade. So could you talk a little bit about the importance of this moment specifically, and possibly the success that we're already seeing being added to her barrier breaking career?
Well, first, it's important to elect women governors. There are only 9 women currently serving as governors across America, and Tina Kotek, running in Oregon, is running to replace Kate Brown, who was the first LGBT governor in the United States. Kate Brown identifies as bisexual. Kate Brown was followed by Jared Polis. We love Jared Polis in Colorado. Mm-hmm. We're excited that he's on the ballot this year, but women are still making history when they achieve these positions, and Massachusetts has never elected a woman as governor. So that's important. And as we've seen post the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs, women are increasingly tuned in to races all across the country. They want to make their voices heard. And when you have outstanding women candidates like Maura, like Tina, they have a place to put their hopes and their energy and make history in multiple ways. And when as happened in Massachusetts, when the Massachusetts Republicans pick someone who is absolutely 180 degrees from Maura's positions and is firmly in the Trump party, then it makes the choice even more stark. Tina has a little bit different path in that she is in a 3-way race with a Republican and an independent, and they are all women, all three of them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out there.
I mean, this is great to hear. It seems like there's some optimism for Mara. You know, what's the biggest obstacle or challenge right now between these candidates running and then actually getting elected? Is it that, you know, they are running, you know, if they are running in primarily, you know, more right-leaning states, or is it funding? Is it the press? What are you seeing?
Okay, so can we say all of the above?
Yeah.
The most important thing, though, is big city mayors, governors, the president. When you're in a top-level executive position, you get more scrutiny, and women are judged more harshly and have hurdles put before them when they run for these positions. So it's not... women don't start on a level playing field when they seek these singular executive positions. But you'd be hard-pressed, again, with Mara's race, having already been elected statewide a couple of times in Massachusetts as Attorney General, her high profile, very strong track record of work as Attorney General, as the state's top lawyer, and a really good fundraising position, again, kind of dominating the Democratic primary, she is perfectly poised to move ahead. Now, Tina Kotek is no slouch. Tina has been the Speaker of the Oregon House for a number of terms. And I have to tell you, that's like herding cats. Anytime you're the Speaker of a legislative body, and the fact that been able to work with both sides of the aisle, and that has now propelled her to this statewide race. She had a pretty dominating performance in her primary too, but as I said, a tougher race to win with a more crowded field in November. But it's all of the above. These mm-hmm. candidates and women in general, one of the things that we've discovered at Victory, we only work with LGBT candidates. Our women candidates win at a 10% higher rate than our male candidates.
No way.
Up and down the ballot. Okay. But fewer women run. You know, probably a third of candidates of our candidates are women, and we need more women to run, because when we run, we win.
Well, we love to hear that. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll be following this. And of course, to find LGBTQ candidates running in your area, go to victoryinstitute.org, check out what they're doing, support what they're doing. That was Victory Institute President and CEO Anise Parker. Thank you so much again.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.